Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here are the top headlines at this hour. Kotak Bank Q4 net profit rises 33% year-on-year, below estimates. India's COVID cases near 20 million mark. Factory activity picks up slightly, prices surge. Centre unwilling to impose nationwide lockdown. Analysts grow cagey about Yes Bank post Q4 earnings. Power Grid Infrastructure Investment Trust IPO sales on day 3, subscribe 3 times. Ethereum hits fresh record, highs $3,000 barrier. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last trade today. Benchmark indices staged a smart recovery after falling steeply earlier in the day. The BSE Sensex, which came close to testing sub 48,000 level after a 750 odd point fall, recovered smartly as the session progressed. It eventually closed 64 points lower at 48,719. Nifty 50 fared better, closing flat at 14,634. Reliance Industries and a host of bank stocks were the key drags. But an up to 4% rise in shares of Bharti Airtel, HUL, Bajaj Finance and 15 other stocks offset the weakness to a large extent. Sugar stocks such as Bajaj Hind, Balrampur Chini and Dampur Sugar Mills rallied 7-20%. Stocks such as AOSFP, Sun TV, Titan and Yes Bank tanked 4-8% for the day. We have with us Narendra Solanki of Anand Rathi Financial Services to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, sir. What triggered the steep recovery in domestic stocks today?
Sentiments were under pressure after India's manufacturing sector activity was largely flat in April, as rates of growth for new orders and output eased to 8-month lows amid the intensification of the COVID-19 crisis. However, the seasonally adjusted IHS market manufacturing PMI was at 55.5 in April, which was little changed from March reading of 55.4. And April GST data have given some solace in a volatile day in the markets today. The markets in the closing session scaled back and Nifty turned marginally positive, with major supports coming from sectors like metals, FMCG, pharma and chemicals, which are favorites for the market since past few weeks.
There would be many investors waiting on the sidelines amid rise in COVID cases. What would be your advice to them?
Long-term investors should utilize any knee-jerk reaction from the markets amid short-term volatility and add good performing stocks which are performing well and are also expected to continue perform better. Investors can focus on better sectors like IT, FMCG, pharma, chemicals, specialty chemicals and metals, and some in the cement sector as well to add to their portfolios.
We also caught up with Nirav Chedda of Nirmal Bang Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty saw a strong recovery from 14,400 levels. What are the charts suggesting?
See, as per the charts, there is stiff resistance around the 14,800 levels. I believe where Nifty is at this point of time, it is likely to go down and not on the upward direction. So we might see some selling coming in Nifty, and it might retest the 14,400, 14,200 odd levels again pretty soon, probably in this week only. So overall charts aren't very positive.
It was a weak day for Bank Nifty. Are technical charts suggesting further downside?
Yes, definitely. See, Bank Nifty couldn't cross the 50-day moving average. It was very important to cross the same, about 34,400 odd levels. It retested it and has come down. So I believe Bank Nifty is headed downwards now towards the 31,000 level. So definitely it will continue to remain weak for the next few days.
China and Japanese markets were closed for the day. Other Asian markets largely ended lower for the day. European markets were trading higher for the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a firm start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.